Welcome to the Larry Jewell Audition Tape, an attempt to show you what the kid can do. Announcing, news, sports, copywriting, production. Enclosed is a resume to fill in the background information. Well, and now we've set the ground rules, let's get on with the business at hand.
Let's you and I take a musical journey to the Bon Marché. Drive to downtown Ogden, turn off Washington onto 23rd Street and park behind the store, and then open the door. Enter the world of Bon Marché. Three floors of famous name fashions, appliances, and furniture, and an entire floor dedicated to bargains. A full floor of women's beautiful fashions at popular prices. Bon Marché at 23rd and Washington in Ogden. Come discover the Bon Marché difference.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 77, on this audition tape. And Waters of March. Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote it. Sergio Mendes and company sing it.
A stick, a stone, yap, 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 the way, yap, yap.
Sergio Mendes, Brazil 77, on this audition tape. And music of Jobim. You're warm outside now without a winter coat from Blocks. But wait. In a few weeks, in order to go outside, you'll need to be inside a winter coat from Blocks. Now the inside story. Blocks pre-winter stocks of coats are outstanding. Feel like you're inside while you're outside. Go inside Blocks for your outside winter coats. Now, while they have a wide selection. Got that? The pre-winter selection on outside coats. Now, at Blocks. Inside. Blocks. Outstanding. Love the latest import to the United States from Japan, of all things. Bird diapers. Honest to goodness, bird diapers for people who like to let their birds out of their cages inside the house. Let their birds out and nothing else. From the Sting fame, Marvin Hamlisch and Grandpa Spells. Marvin Hamlisch. Miss Chicken Out to tell you about the Chicken Out Labor Day special.
Yes, thank you. Chicken Out has chicken and salads and tarts and pies and soft drinks and salads.
Miss Chicken Out, the Labor Day special, please.
And baked beans and mini loaves and barbecue sandwiches.
Miss Chicken Out, the Labor Day special.
And pizza. Chicken Out has pizza.
The special.
Right, and they have a special for Labor Day.
A free pie with every family bucket or party barrel of that good Chicken Out chicken this Labor Day.
A free pie with...
Thank you, Miss Chicken Out. Don't miss Chicken Out on Labor Day. Right, Miss Chicken Out?
Right, a free pie with every family bucket.
Time now for a look at the latest news. Larry Jewell reporting. Former Supreme Court Justice Arthur Goldberg says he's not personally satisfied with Nelson Rockefeller's explanation of his role in the publishing of an anti-Goldberg book. But Goldberg says it's up to Congress, not himself, to pass judgment on Rockefeller's qualifications to be vice president. Goldberg made the statement in prepared testimony today before the Senate Rules Committee hearings into Rockefeller's nomination. Still ahead of Rockefeller are House Judiciary Committee hearings into his nomination. A full vote will then be taken by Congress. A number of Judiciary Committee members today expressed concern over the nomination, citing many of the same issues the Senate is probing. They include the Goldberg book, gifts of about $3 million to friends and associates, and potential conflicts of interest because of Rockefeller's great wealth. Federal Judge John Sirica has ordered former CIA Director Richard Helms to return to Washington from Iran as soon as possible to testify in the Watergate cover-up trial. Helms is now ambassador to Iran. Lawyers for at least one of the five defendants want to ask Helms if the CIA gave in to pressure from the White House to halt the FBI Watergate investigation. The Labor Department says the wholesale price index jumped by another 2.3% in October, and in coming weeks, this will mean new increases in consumer prices. The October index shows that wholesale prices were 70% higher than they were in the base year of 1967. Most of the increase is blamed on soaring food prices. A seven-week strike by boilermakers in eight western states ended today. Union members ratified by better than a 4-1 margin a one-year contract which calls for a wage hike of $1.85 an hour. A union spokesman said in Portland, Oregon, about 7,500 boilermakers working for 300 contractors throughout the West would receive an immediate 95-cent raise retroactive to October 1st. Sports around the corner.
Through our doors, passing the pizza-eatingest people in the world.
It's a grand opening of time at the Pizza Pie at a corner of a 5th of South and a Main in the Brigham City, where the best in a pizza and a sandwiches. You haven't tasted a real pizza until you've tasted a Pizza Pie.
Officials of the Toronto Argonauts Football Club rejected efforts through the Canadian Parliament to promote a merger between the Canadian Football League and the financially troubled World Football League. The Toronto Argonauts strongly resented claims that the Canadian League might disintegrate unless it merges with the WFL. The Canadian Football League, said William Hodgson, will be here many, many years after the World Football League has gone from the scene. Hodgson added, all our players are being paid, and the CFL is a solvent league. The New Orleans Saints signed wide receiver Bob Wicks as a free agent today. The 6'3", 200-pounder played in seven games for the St. Louis Cardinals 2 years ago, but was released by the Cards and later cut by the Green Bay Packers. The Boston Red Sox have signed former manager Johnny Pesky and Stan Williams as coaches. Pesky, who managed the club in 1963 and part of 1964, will act as first base coach and batting instructor. Williams was named to replace Lee Stang as pitching coach. That's the latest news and sports. Larry Jewell reporting. That's an example of how your day could sound with Larry Jewell on the air. One other area needs coverage, and that's sports play-by-play. First, let's take a look at baseball.
We're in the bottom half of the second inning, 1-0, Roy. Hammer squares around as if to bunt. Fastball, call strike. 3-1 pitch coming up. 3-1 count now on Bob Hammer as the Jets fly overhead once again. Roy versus Box Elder. It's 1-0, Roy. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Dick Anderson. Fastball hit off the fist towards the second baseman. Rick Yagi up. Fires to first base. First out. Broken bat. As Bob Hammer's going to take that one back and make toothpicks out of it. Coming up second is Kevin Kimber, the second baseman. One man away. Bottom half of the second inning. Kimber at the plate.
Hey, move ball.
Kevin Kimber, the man who made the diving play to end the top half of the second inning. Vic Anderson working on the mound. Kevin Kimber, the second baseman at the plate for Roy. Anderson, breaking pitch, just misses on that outside corner. And Vic Anderson does a double take on that one. The umpire calls it a ball. One ball, no strike count now on Kevin Kimber. Kimber around a bunt, swings away, chops it towards the third baseman, foul. Monty Munz picks it up in foul territory. One strike, one ball count now. 1-1 pitch coming up to Kevin Kimber. Kimber, slight of build, swings that bat from the right side of the plate. On deck, Chris Reed, the shortstop. Anderson into the stretch, comes to the plate, bounces it over the catcher's head, ball two. Work that one down into the dirt. 2-1 pitch coming up to Kevin Kimber. Vic Anderson working on the mound today for Box Elder. This wind seems to have a good time blowing the bats out of the bat rack for Box Elder. Vic Anderson comes to the plate. Fastball up high. 3-1 pitch. We've been watching the bat rack over here to our right, and the bats have been falling out of there like flies. Just put them back in, and they fall out again because of the wind. Fastball swung, and a missed strike two. Full count now to second baseman Kevin Kimber. And Vic Anderson blew that one by. Kimber around faking the bunt, then tried to swing away. Kimber choking up on the bat now. Fastball, call strike three. 2 men away. Bottom half of the second inning.
That's a look at baseball play-by-play. Let's try football.
Brad Cutler hands off to Gibbs. Gibbs wins his way through tacklers. He would have been caught 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Picked up a yard instead. Brought down in there by Lauren Hatch, along with Bob Dwayne and Rob Sparrow. 2:34 left in this third quarter of action. Is still 7-0, but Bear River starting to make some noise this third quarter for the first time in this third quarter. 46 yards picked up by Brad Gibbs, but he's carried a good many times.
Second down and 8.
Second and 8 coming up for Bear River. Gibbs and Wheatley in the backfield. On the left side, Franck and Weiss, pass receivers. Swing pass to Wheatley. He's got it. First down. He's headed to that corner. 10, 5. He's close to that touchdown. He's got it. Just stuck that football across the goal line as he picked that one up. Beautiful play from the 35-yard line. As Wheatley came out of that backfield, going to the left, swing pass from Cutler to Wheatley, and Wheatley was off to the races. And he just outran Preston and just sneaked that football across that goal line. It's now 13-0. Bear River, I see no flags, is going to be an attempt for the point after touchdown. Into kick is Brad Cutler, and Cutler coming off the sidelines as Mark Weiss is ready to hold, but Cutler wasn't quite up there yet. The snap. And Cutler boots it good. 14-0 Bear River with 1:59 left in the third quarter of action.
That's an example of football play-by-play. Let's try the third major sport, basketball.
5:15 left in the ballgame, 59-54. Box Elder leading from the corner. Set shot, Kevin Bear. Around, no good. Rebound, Phil Adams tears it out of there. Rugged rebound, Phil Adams clears it out to Bywater. Bywater starts to drive, and he's tripped up down there. Foul on the cane, a correction, no foul. They say he tripped over himself. Traveling violation as Bywater tried to move. You can't move that sit down when you're sitting. Traveling violation, and that's a tough way to go. Across the 10-second line, Dave Nielsen, he's fouled on the play. Foul on Phil Adams. Fourth personal foul on Phil Adams, and he's in serious trouble. To the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Dave Nielsen with 4:59 left in the ballgame. 5-point lead, Box Elder. Box Elder, Bear River scrapping at each other tonight. Down home basketball game, cross-county rivals in Box Elder. Box Elder's gym. First shot is up and good by Dave Nielsen. 21 points on the evening. That won't hurt his scoring average, leading Region 1 scoring. Nielsen, right hands the next one up. Good. Converts both ends of the 1-1 situation, 59-56. Full court press nailed by Bear River. Yaggies in backcourt being double-teamed, triple-teamed. Has it dribbled away from them by Larry Cullimore. He puts it up and in. 2 points, Cullimore. 59-58. The Yaggies in backcourt. Breaks the press now to Phil Adams. Adams pulls up short with a jump shot. Around, no good. Rebound cleared by Alan Williams. A chance for Bear River to go out in front. Richard Wood across the 10-second line. Passes in deep to Nielsen. Nielsen wants a shot. Forces the shot. Too long. Phil Adams at the ball. Outlet pass to Rick Yaggy. Everybody on their feet now.
That's an example of basketball play-by-play. And that concludes the play-by-play section. That's just about it on the Larry Jewell audition tape. I think I can help your organization, and that's half the battle. If you agree, that's the other half. Let's get together for an interview real soon. The name? Larry Jewell. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, you hear?